listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, the local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all of the issues and, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, time now, 2:06 p.m. on Thursday of all days. But listen, let me jump right into my comments. So here's the thing. Earlier this week, President Biden once again went to the podium, and he attempted to justify his efforts to grow the welfare state. I know you've all heard about the plan to pay off student loans. Current estimates put the price tag for this student loan bailout at over $400 billion. Ostensibly, it's because people who knowingly entered into a contract to receive a benefit shouldn't have to be held accountable to their contractual obligations because, well, because it's hard or something equally insulting. The bottom line is, there's no free lunch. These government bailouts that are unrelated to war or poverty or natural disaster, just simply related to the neat idea of rescuing knuckleheads from their own bad decision-making, well, they have to be paid for by someone. And like I said, get a free pass on your student loan, but there ain't no free lunch. There's a number of things that are wrong with this idea. First of all, from a legal standpoint, and I'm going to march through it here in a minute, legal, ethical, mental, moral. From a legal standpoint, President Biden does not have the authority to do this. The student loan bailout is being touted as necessary only under the auspices of an emergency spending authorization related solely to the COVID pandemic, the same pandemic that the same person, Joe Biden, just announced is over. Even if the pandemic was not over, the veracity of Biden's position that he can spend federal tax dollars to pay off individual debts without further justification, just because he wants to, is legally indefensible. But secondly, I would have to argue the notion of paying off someone's debts who has not solicited the payoff is ethically wrong. It's not just legally, but ethically. How can a president who has a fiduciary responsibility to the American public justify the ethical position that just because times are hard, that the government needs to lighten the contractual obligations of individual citizens without consideration to those who carry similar burdens? I mean, can the government be so far into the notion of picking winners and losers that it can ethically look in the eyes of a 24-year-old who thought it'd be a great idea to borrow $50,000 to get a degree in underwater basket weaving? In a fit of misguided benevolence, we pay that off. That debt simply goes away just because it came through a university. While at the same time, can we ethically say that we're going to pay that one off, but we're going to deny any similar relief to another 24-year-old who worked a night job to get a certificate as a journeyman electrician and then borrowed $50,000 to buy the equipment to start his own company. So there's the legal and the ethical downside of student loan bailouts. But what about the mental? What about the internal thought processes that go into making the final determination to spend someone else's money to pay off another person's contract under the guise that doing so is because of hard economic times brought on by a pandemic? When the same mind caused the same conclusions recently announced that there is no pandemic and there is no economic hard time. I mean, recall this. Not only did President Biden announce in a recent interview that the, quote, pandemic is over, but he also just said the other day that our economy is strong as hell. His words, not mine. What are we to think of a commander-in-chief who can say on one day he's going to use $400 billion of our tax revenues to pay off student loans because the pandemic has created hard times, while at the same time declaring emphatically, there's no pandemic and there's no hard times? Is it a mental machination? It must be. It eludes most people. The only conclusion we can have is that he is knowingly lying or that he is knowingly deluded. The same brain cannot conjure all of those conflicting thought patterns without one of those two conclusions, either lying or deluded. In essence, if he were in court tomorrow to testify, I would say his testimony would be immediately impeachable. So that's legally, ethically, and mentally. I can argue against a student loan bailout without much trouble, but there's another argument that I believe bears equal, perhaps even greater weight. The question as to whether or not this student loan bailout can be defended morally. By telling an entire generation that the debts that they incurred are really not their fault, and that they shouldn't have to bear such responsibility. The Biden administration is perpetrating the growth of a welfare mentality in the next layer of our societal evolution. Having a welfare mentality, the kind of mentality that says, I'm a victim, I should be rescued, keeps otherwise strong, healthy members of society from learning the value of taking calculated risks. It tells them there's no need to press through adversity. They become expectant regardless of their level of personal productivity. Would we ever raise our kids to believe there's no hope of success without someone else's benevolence? In essence, Joe Biden is telling every kid who didn't show up to practice and came late to the game that they're still going to get their participation trophy. Well, a healthy society cannot survive on the notion that no one should be held accountable for their own actions. And the millions and millions of productive citizens out there that are making a go of it and contributing to their communities, who take the great risk and know the great failures but also know the great achievements, those are the people now being called upon to pat those poor souls on the head that have borne the ignominy, the burden, the pain of being asked just to pay their own debts. Pastor Adrian Rogers. He was a longtime Baptist pastor and a former president of the Southern Baptist Convention. He also had a radio show. And there are a number of quotes out there attributed to Adrian Rogers, but the following quote is one that I think is just spot on. Pastor Adrian Rogers said this. He said, "You cannot legislate the poor into freedom by legislating the wealthy out of freedom. What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. The government cannot give to anybody anything that the government does not first take from somebody else. When half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half is going to take care of them, and when the other half gets the idea it does no good to work because somebody else is going to get what they work for, that, my dear friends, is about the end of any nation. You cannot multiply wealth by dividing it." I'm saying, Pastor Rogers had it right. I think when you look at this entire situation, legally, ethically, mentally, it doesn't work, this student loan bailout. But I think morally is where it hits the hardest mark in our society. I think what we're doing is we're crashing an entire generation when we tell them, we'll rescue you from that decision you made simply because, I don't know, we pick you over them. There's no free lunch, my friends. No free lunch at all. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm telling you, I mean, I still don't know if he's going to get away with it. I mean, the Biden administration has already opened up the portal to apply to have your student loan, you know, erased. But there's lawsuits that are being filed now. I do suspect it's going to wind up going to the Supreme Court. And how the man in charge of this can testify on the one hand that he knows that the reasons that he says he did it for are no longer valid, but he's going to do it anyway, it boggles the mind. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a full slate of stuff. Y'all stay tuned. Be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, say, listen, we're going to be jumping into the waterworks issue here in just a minute. I got to tell you, there's so much on our website, though. Let me just jump into that real quick. And I will say this, too. We've had some inquiries about advertising. If you are interested in advertising your business on Right Side Radio, understand that we are an independent organization. We're syndicated, which means that we're in multiple markets, but you need to contact Right Side directly. We got folks on staff that will take care of you. All said and done, you want to advertise on Right Side, we'd love to have you as one of our team members, and we'll take care of that. But there's so much else on the website besides contacting us. You've got, of course, there's the phone number, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT, we like to say. But then there's also, you know, the stuff like the live stream of the show is on there. You can see the studio here with Boomer and I doing the work every day. You got the live stream of the audio. You've got the ability to check out the photo gallery, see the Right Side store where you can order coffee mugs, T-shirts. You can order Right Side socks because everybody needs some Right Side socks, man. I'm just saying, cool kids wear the Right Side socks, Boomer.
That's right.
Yeah, just saying. Gotta have them.
Gotta have them.
That's right. But anyway, all that stuff's on the website. Love for you to check it out. Love for you to be a part of it. A lot of things happening. Listen, major news going on around the world right now, too. Before I jump into the show, I got to say, breaking news right now, this morning, the Prime Minister of England just literally resigned after only 44 days in office. That's a huge deal. Folks, let me just tell you, keep your eyes on the horizon right now, all right? Because reports were out today that China is leaning heavily towards the invasion of Taiwan, perhaps looking at it being sooner than later. One of our greatest allies, Great Britain, is going through a leadership crisis. The United States has its own crisis to include its military readiness and leadership, for that matter. You got the situation in Ukraine, which is, you know, the Russians still trying to salvage their face by just destroying a neighboring country. You got the Iran nuclear deal. You got ongoing conflicts in Syria. You've got the energy sector that is literally being suppressed in part by policy, but also by pricing. So, yeah, I'm just saying there's a ton of stuff happening right now. If someone's going to be a bad actor, they almost couldn't ask for better timing. That's why I say keep a weather eye on the horizon, all right? Keep your eyes out there and watch what you see. You know, it's significant that we be aware of our times. What's that verse? I got to look it up now and get the address correct. But, you know, David's mighty men, as they were described, some of them were known as the sons of Issachar. And they were said to be men who were aware of their times and what Israel should do. You looking at that, Boomer? Thank you, man. I can't type and look. Where is that? First Samuel?
First Samuel 22. So yeah, somewhere in there.
First Samuel 22. David's mighty men. Yeah. But, you know, I've heard that multiple times. There's a passage in Esther about such a time as this. But you have to also recognize the time. And that passage in First Samuel says that there was a group of David's mighty men, which I heard this one guy who was he's a friend of Lieutenant General Jerry Boykins. His name's Stu Weber. He's a former Green Beret, a pastor, or an author, or a speaker. And he said that the sons of Issachar were obviously David's intel officers because they were the ones, it says, who were aware of their times and what should be done. And so all I'm saying, folks, is it is freaky times out there, and I get it. But I do believe with all my heart and soul that we still got it going on. There is a whole lot to overcome right now. We've come through the pandemic. I mean, this show came on the air in the trailing, well, not the trailing, but in the, like the thick of the pandemic. We've had economic downturn. We've had, you know, struggles not just in our economy but on the world stage. We've had all of the upheaval related to. If you're a conservative, you have watched with a mix of disdain and sadness as you see some of what's happening to the greatness of this nation. But I'm not done. I know all you Right Side ruffians out there, you're not done. And we're not done. And I still say, Charlene says it all the time, and I agree with her, there's more of us than there are of them. So I guess I'm giving you like an extra little monologue here. Just as I watch things like Great Britain go through its leadership upheaval, the economy, Iran, the nuclear deals, the jackleg policies on energy that we're having to deal with, decisions about what's happening with our kids, you know, and the idea of school choice and whether we're ever going to see an opportunity for parents to have more of a say in their kids' education. All these things swirl together, and just it gets frustrating. I still say there's more of us than there are of them. And do not lose heart. Be aware of the times and what needs to be done. And it's gonna wind up being, I guarantee you, an audience this big, because right now we're told that based on the rankings of this show in the afternoons across just the northern part of Alabama and parts of neighboring states, that we have anywhere from 25 to 30,000 people on the average listening every week. And I would say in a group that size, somebody out there is going to be a new school board member in the next few years. Somebody out there is going to run for county commission. Somebody's going to run for mayor. Someone's going to run for the state legislature or another statewide office or Congress. There's decision makers in this audience right now. And folks, we have got to make sure that we are finding the right people and putting them in the right places to help make the right decisions so that we can right the ship of state. That's what I'm saying. My gosh, Boomer. I was off the cuff, brother.
Off the cuff.
Off the cuff, man.
Monologue number two.
Put it down. Monologue number two. More of us than there are of them.
Yes.
All right, folks, stand by. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.